You're listening to Dude Podcast with JC and Will. Put some pep in that step. Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. I'm Will.
And I'm JC.
And you're listening to...
Dude.
Hey, dudies. How's it going?
What's going on, dudies? So my favorite thing is before we started today, this is how much authority Will has in his house. Will came up to his son and said, "Now I need you to be quieter because I'm going to record." And I think he literally just went.
Can you imagine if that was like, I don't think that was the response to like fathers in like the 1950s and 60s.
Nope. Here's how primal it was. He was completely naked when he did that. He was about to take a bath, and he just walked up and I said, "Hey, buddy, we're about to record. Keep it quiet." And he just goes, "Good talk, son."
That's the kind of authority you have in your house, the kind of respect you command. A naked child just going, like, you might as well just squatted and like took a poop on your shoe.
In all fairness, I mean, I think he gets some honoriness from his pa. I remember one time as a kid, just for the fun of it, I put dog poop in my sister's snow boot. And she put it on right before her we went to play in snow. And she was so mad.
It's so bad. Oh,
here's the thing. I didn't do it. I just did it because it, like, I didn't even think about it. I just remember just being like... This seems like a good idea. I'm going
to
do this.
I could just see you like laughing to yourself as you're like putting it in the boot. Like again, you knew you were going to get drunk. You kind of at that point were like willing to burn it all down. I mean, it couldn't have been like, "Oh, how did this accidentally end up here?" I don't think you had a dog. Like it couldn't have just like.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't even think I denied it. My mom was like, "Did you do this?" I'm like, "Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good." Right.
But we had some business. We had some business we wanted to take care of before we got into the second part of our awesome, awesome Jordan Hill podcast.
We recorded a lot with our old pal Jay Hill, so we're doing a two-parter here. But yeah, like JC said, we got to get down brass tacks.
Really what we need out of you duties, if you're listening, please, 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 whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please like. If you can figure out how to push the like button, give us a rating, 5 stars, obviously, if it's, you know, or 1 star, you know, whatever. But 5 star would be awesome. And then, honestly, too, write a review. Take a couple minutes out of your day, a couple seconds out of your day, write a review. It could literally be gargly gook, and we'll be like, "Oh, that's our good friend, Sam. He doesn't know how to string a sentence together. Hilarious." But that helps us ultimately, helps us attract potential advertisers and just, you know, helps us out a ton. So that would be a huge ask.
The biggest thing, just subscribe to whatever platform you listen to. That'd be great.
Exactly. We're also, we now have a TikTok. I'm trying to figure that out. This old millennial is trying to, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, what?
Why is this talk of tick?
What? I literally can't tell if people are actually watching it or if it's just a bunch of Russian bots.
Dude, here's how old we are. I got an email from our TikTok account and it said, "Morgan Wallen is sending you a message." I'm like, we hit the big time.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen just sent us a message. And it turns out it wasn't Morgan Wallen.
Well, boys, I just really enjoy the dude podcast, who I listen to on the road. Yeah, it is. It's, and this fortunately is not the real shocking. It's not really Morgan Wallen who sent that message. So dude_pod is our TikTok. So check us out there. Will, what's the Instagram?
You know what? Daddy's going to look this up because I don't want to get it wrong. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's dude_pod. And that's where we put some juicy, juicy clips.
So juicy. It's just, oh, mwah. And then lastly, as we mentioned before, we have an email now.
Yes.
And we want to be able to engage with you, answer questions. And you can, by the way, you can message us in any of these platforms. And our goal will be to read it out loud, acknowledge it. Also, if you write a review, we will read the review on the air.
Yes.
Unless it is just absolutely filthy and would would make my mother very ashamed. But yes,
we'll laugh at it together in private. Like, we'll read it and we'll giggle and chuckle about it.
DudePod1987 at gmail.com. It's DudePod, one word, 1987. At gmail.com. And in fact, we have our first Gmail. So we're going to read that out loud and see if we're getting an answer to the question.
We got an email from a dudey, and it says, "Hi, dudes. Longtime listener here. Wink emoji. I've got a question for you. Everyone talks about what their last meal would be if they knew it were their last. But I'm curious, what would your last beverage be? Let's say maybe two or three picks. Can't wait to hear what you pick."
I know instantly what my last drink is.
What is your last drink?
It's an alcoholic beverage, but it is probably the sissiest alcoholic beverage there is.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us.
Give me a sweet, sweet pina colada, my friend.
Oh, that's a good one. You know what? That's a good one.
Yeah. Pina coladas are awesome.
Because, like, you want to have a pina colada on the beach or something, right?
You know what? Listen, I feel like I have had pina coladas in obscure times of the year, and they're wonderful year-round. It's not like, listen, I don't care if it's the fall. I love a pumpkin spice latte at all times. I've got no judgment here.
You're right. You know what? You're right. Pina coladas are awesome. And I'm proud of you for not being ashamed to admit that. As a manly man that you are,
my problem is I've done the all inclusive resort thing where they serve them, and there'd be a point where, like, I would be shaking because I've had like literally like 12 or something like that, and it's like not the alcohol, it's the sugar, and I'm like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm like, this is, yeah. Plus, like, it's the equivalent of like the calorie intake is like a milkshake, so I'm just like,
yeah,
just chubbing out, you know, on those delicious, delicious pina coladas. But I gotta love the fact that there are songs about that drink, you know. So, like, is you know, girly of a drink as it is, at least it's got some, like, you know, got Jimmy Buffett. You got some cool things attached to it.
You know what? Speaking of Jimmy Buffett, it took me a while to realize that it's Buffett and not buffet. Like, well into high school.
I mean, it is spelled buffet, and it is. Wildly confusing. And he's also like singing about hamburgers and, you know, delicious treats, so he doesn't do himself any favors.
There's the marketing opportunity, he's just squandering it.
I wonder if he does have a buffet.
If Jimmy Buffett doesn't have a buffet in his house, what are we doing here?
Well, he's dead.
No, he's not.
Oh yeah, the buff man
Jimmy B is dead.
I think he died year or two ago.
R.I.P. Okay, so drinks. I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic here.
Oh, I have one more. I have one more.
Bring it.
Second one too. Just give me a chocolate milkshake from McDonald's.
Yeah, dude. You for as long as I've known you, you have been a chocolate milk boy.
Dude, I'm such a chocolate milk boy. I'm trying to get my son. I think my son's hooked on the CM too. I could tell. Like, I gave him a little bit, and he went wild. He was like, it was incredible to see how he was reacting, and I was so proud. Like, I could tell that, like, Carol Ann was kind of scared at how he was reacting, but I had like one single tear like running down my eyes. I was so proud of.
Yeah. You have always been that does not surprise me. You love chocolate milk.
All right, Will, your last drink, go.
I love a good red wine. I do love beer. You know, I lived in Wisconsin for a long time. It's beer haven, but there's something about a good red wine. So I think but here's the deal. The only thing at this age, at this phase of my life that I can afford is like, you know, a $20-ish bottle of wine.
Nothing wrong with that. You can find good bottles for $20.
No, but there's a part of me that wants to know what it's like to drink like a $500 bottle of wine, something like crazy expensive. So if I'm about to die, and I know it, I'm gonna shell out some money for like a 72 Bordeaux or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Nice.
I'm gonna drink the whole thing. Maybe put a straw in the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a classy way to drink, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, shall we talk about another Buffett, Warren Buffett? I bet he drinks his wine that way.
Can you imagine, like, you're about to die and they're, like, taking pictures of your last drink and you have this, like, straw in, like, a giant wine glass? Because, like, the sad reality is, like, if that picture went around the internet, people would be like, ugh, like, what? Like, everybody would, like, want to make fun of you, but you're dead. And so they'd feel, like, obligated not to make fun of you. But they're like, what's he doing? Like,
there's something about a dying man who just doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I have another drink. I'd like you to have one more drink. You used to live in Hoboken, New Jersey. And the best cappuccino I've ever had in my life came out of Hoboken. It is at a coffee shop called City of Saints, I believe it's called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
City of Saints, if I'm ever going to die, I'm coming to you.
Get you to Hoboken and then just die in their coffee shop. That'd be awful.
Just drink it and then just let sweet death take me.
Can you imagine the poor barista making $10 an hour that has to, like, get rid of this body? They're just like, oh, man.
Hey, it's part of the job.
Yeah, you better, like, leave a 20 in that tip bucket and then die. Something just for that. Just like,
Unless they forget the oat milk, then I'm cutting into a solid 10.
There we go. We answered the question. I know all you duties wanted to know. You wanted to know so bad. Please, Dude Pod 1987, check us out on TikTok. Review, subscribe, all that stuff. It helps us. It helps us grow the pod. It helps us get sponsors. We're begging you. Please do this for us. God, please do that for us.
Think of my children.
Think of the children that don't respect Will. They don't respect Will, but maybe they will if he has more followers. That's what's going to happen. I mean, literally, if we just get the subscribers. Think about that right now, his children are savages. They can go from savages to respectful little, maybe they'll be little entrepreneurs. Who knows?
What? We can only dream. As long as they do better than me.
I mean, that's a pretty low bar for both of us. Let's be.
That's all I ask.
There you go. Anyway, check out part two of the podcast and new content on the way, duties. We love you. Let's get rolling with the new pod.
Okay. We're bringing back up a topic because I wanted to talk about this for a minute. Will, you have a problem with Whole Foods.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
People, duties, you have no idea. Yeah. So, like, every time we've gone on a vacation together, I think except for one, Will and I always are, like, first to arrive. Yeah. And I kid you not, every single time he drags my ass to a Whole Foods and spends at least, it seems like $100, because I'm like, I know that's expensive. You got to have your green mixture. But I will also say, damn you, Will, because you got me hooked on Whole Foods.
Yeah.
So, JC, have we ever told you about your bachelor party?
I mean, there's so much to unpack at my bachelor party. I mean, But please give me a story.
I'm going to go ahead and just put this on record for Will and I, because I know there are guys that probably still wondered about this from that day. But so during your bachelor party, there was a point in which Will and I and another friend.
Donnie. He listens to this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Pal Don.
Donnie. All just bounced and went to Whole Foods. And you guys were so mad at us. Yeah, you guys were so mad at us and everything. You're like, why aren't you hanging out with us? It had nothing to do with you guys. We just wanted real food.
That's fair.
Yeah. It was all garbage food there.
Potato chips and hot dogs.
It was Totini's pizza rolls and, like, bagel bites and, like, it was
fried chicken sandwiches. You had a microwave.
It was so bad. It was the worst.
It was so bad.
Grossest food.
But we had a salad. Best salad I've had in a while.
Yeah.
But in all fairness, Jordan, you can attest to this. I think I told you, I said, I really want to go to the Whole Foods here because Whole Foods is found in Austin. And there's one kind of downtown-ish, which is the one we went to. It's not like any Whole Foods you've ever been to. It's huge. And they have a wine selection there that's amazing. They have salad bars and buffet bars that are amazing. So we went there and had a salad and wine, the three of us. We were like, this is good.
Salad. You guys were like the Sex and the City women at my bachelor party. A bunch of Neanderthals eating like frozen pizzas and watching football and just like grunting at each other. And you guys were like, let's go downtown and get some wine and salads and let's just talk. We're just catching up on our book for reading. You guys were the cultured ones. It was good.
We had a great time. We did bring you back wine though, and you drank it and then threw it up all over the place. And people were terrified that your stomach was bleeding. That was a wonderful moment.
Again, all you're being powered on is booze and Tostini's pizza rolls and
Goldfish.
You know, or Tortinas or whatever the brand is. And like, that's not good for your stomach is like, no. Yeah.
You know, it's funny you called us the Sex and the City girls because after we went to this really famous record store across the street and I was like, ooh, they have the new Paramore CD and I bought it and we listened to it on the ride back.
You guys have the windows down. You're just like the wind's going in your hair. It's like,
I will say that we definitely did that. We put the windows down. We did listen to Foster the People instead.
That's true.
You were so pumped about that Paramore. And I was just like, homie, I don't know.
My favorite thing at big group meetups is everybody has to have their own little side story. It's like any good television show where it has like everybody has their own like little side quest and side story. I'm glad that you guys had that and you got to do that, and that probably kept the you guys more sane, because again, I think we were just eating things that ultimately probably will cause us to have cancer, you know, years down the line.
And it was one of those things where I was like, if you want me to keep drinking, I have got to get some nourishment into my stomach. But let's circle back to Will's addiction, because I think one of the best stories was our last trip to Denver when you were I remember we couldn't actually find like Whole Foods. We found like a Whole Foods sister and you were so pissed. It was so funny. It was the same thing. They don't have anything. They don't have anything at all.
When I go to a city and I don't have I'm very picky about my water. Certain kind of water. And like the certain, like I drink mushroom coffee. So like Whole Foods I know has all the things I need. So when I go to a city, I want to get the water I need, the coffee I need, maybe like protein bars that I want. And then I have an issue.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Being friends for as long as we have, was there like any memory that you have that you think's really funny that we all maybe bonded over? I think what was interesting was we were all, Jordan, were we all in the same homeroom, fifth grade, Miss Cease's class?
Yeah.
Class, Will was in Miss Cease's class. We were all, so that is the glue right there.
Best story from Miss Cease's class that Jordan was involved in. What do you think I'm going to say? I'm just going to say it involved urine. How do we forget that?
Can you tell the story, Will?
Yes. And butt in if I miss something. Yeah. So I sit at the front row. Okay. Pretty much my entire school career, I sat in the front row so I could hear
it. I should have been there, but it probably would have been dangerous for us all to be there anyway.
You were like right behind me, though.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Jordan was to my left. Another person was sitting right behind me. And then JC was to the left of us, I think. All of a sudden, so this guy in our class kept raising his hand saying, Miss Cease, I need to pee. And she, for whatever reason, was being really mean to him. She was like, no, you cannot pee. And he's like, I really have to go. And she's like, you cannot go pee. And we were all kind of like, why is this a problem?
What's wrong with this woman?
And he just kept, he was like, over the top, like a little bit of us were like, he's crying wolf here. He's like, I'm gonna go. And all of a sudden, he gets up and darts out of the room. She's like, you get back here.
it slams on the desk.
Like, because Miss Cease was very chill. Like, she really was very laid back. And to see her get agitated like that, she was seriously like, you get back here! You get back here, you hear? Like, she really was, she was mad.
So, this guy runs out. And we're all like, what just happened?
After he slams that desk.
Teacher screaming at him, you, my friend, turn around. And you just go, oh, and tell everyone what you saw.
I remember, like, I was, like, working on something or reading a book because my head was down and I saw something crawling towards Will's desk. Yeah. I literally was, like, looking. I'm like, it's water. Mm-hmm. It's just water. I'm like, wait a second. Why is water sitting there? And I realized the water's yellow. And then I disconnect all the doctors. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, my gosh.
How much pee was it?
It was a lot.
You know how, I mean, I get to see these chairs all the time, but you know how, like, those school chairs had that little dip in them sometimes?
Yeah.
To hold your butt. So it was filled to the brim.
Yeah.
And then there was a river heading towards Will. I think, Will, what did you do once you realized
it? I don't remember, but I remember up until that moment in that day, it was pretty boring. But that changed our world. We were all just, that was all we talked about for the rest of the week. We were like,
that might define the year.
All of us felt really bad for him. But at the same time, you can't pee on the floor and expect people to not talk about it.
I feel like he disappeared for half the day. And then we saw him, like, the last end of the day. Like, I mean, that's a lot of pee.
Yeah.
Impressive amount of pee.
It was so much pee. I mean, I'll admit, like, for a fifth grader, he was a bigger fifth grader. Like, he's kind of just like a bigger guy. But man, that was so much. But it tells me, like, I mean, I kid you not, to this day, I will never not let a kid go to the bathroom.
Did the custodian come and use the pixie dust? Did they use the pixie dust to, you know, that they use for the puke?
I think it's just a mop for pee.
Can we revisit the pixie dust? What am I missing with pixie dust? Does it fly and go to Neverland afterwards? Like, what are you talking about?
Custodial staff just love
you're in.
The stuff, it was like this magical idea. I've never seen that material used outside, like, in that capacity.
Of a school.
Outside of, like, that's the vomit. Like, people don't use that at home. It's just so weird that schools are like, vomit. We got to use the sawdust or pixie dust, whatever the heck they would use.
Does that absorb it or something?
Right. It kind of soaks it all up, and then you can just sweep it up and then clean the area.
I also do love, like, when something like that happened, it did feel like that was the biggest event in my life. And also, like, I feel like, Will, to your point, like, I feel like that day, maybe that week, was like a complete wash.
It wrecked the world. All of us.
100%.
There's no coming back from that. Like, George,
we're 37 and we're still talking about it.
Yeah.
If there's any young duties out there, whatever you do, break rules. Like, just go pee. Don't pee your pants, because, like, everybody will remember it. Like, they will not forget. They never will.
Put some of that dust in your pants if you have to.
Dust yourself.
Not a bad idea.
You know?
You know what I love, though, is that there's somewhere there is a yacht being ridden by someone who made that dust. And they're just living the life.
Right? And they're like, I only sell to schools, and that's all I need to do.
It's like, what do you do for a living? It's like, I created pee and vomit dust.
So I got a question for you guys. What's your opinion on the bidets?
Oh, I'm all about bidets. I'm so pro bidet.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh my god!
I can't believe anybody is anti-bidet.
Yeah, do you know anti-bidet?
I mean, yes, I think I do. I can't pinpoint them, but I know that I have had people that have talked to me and been like, that is not something I do to my body. And I'm like, girl, you need to simmer down, because you are spending too much money. You're wasting so much toilet paper. You have no idea.
Not only that, you're like, you're tearing your butthole when you wipe.
I'm sorry. What kind of toilet paper? Yeah, is that what you're going to ask? What kind of toilet paper are you using?
I will say this, though. I will say this. I don't want to get. I don't like getting to the specifics of this because sometimes it gets a little gross. But I do want. I do want to say this. So, like other countries, like this is a very normal thing, right? The bidet. But like, if you've used like a bidet, like a decent bidet, it's like it's adjusted. It has trajectory that it's just going to work, right? And it does the trick, and it's amazing. I went to India in January, and I think. I maybe I needed to YouTube how to use it, but like their concept on the bidet is very different. It's like literally faucet, like the movable faucet on your sink that's just sitting next to the toilet. So like, I'm not gonna lie, I tried to use it. Imagine using your sink thing and being like, all right, and trying to listen. It's a very big country. They do a lot of really great things. I'm not sure just that version of the bidet was quite up to the standards that we feel a bidet should
we
be.
We don't
at.
Need to say that's it's not all of their bidets. But man,
like we're non-bidet judgmental here. We're not going to put all bidets into one group. But this particular bidet was not up to. If that's the standard bidet, we gotta say.
Do you remember your first time using a bidet? Because I did. I didn't know how to turn it off. You should always learn that. I'm not kidding. For a good 2 minutes, I'm getting a steady stream in my butt, and I'm like, ah! I'm like giggling because there's a stream going up my butt. But I'm like, how do I turn this off? You can't just get off of it.
I can only imagine you just sitting there like 2 minutes straight, just.
I was in Chapel Hill, North Carolina by myself, just like, how do I turn this off?
You're like, what if he never came home? He left the family. He just burned a bidet and he never came back.
Do you remember your first time?
Yeah, my first time was actually recently because I was a bidet denier in the sense of just like.
Benier. You're a benier.
I was like, it does the same thing. But no, a bidet does so much more. And it was recently, and I remember yelling. And I put it on like the lowest setting, and I just went, ah! Immediately.
Shocks you to your core like, a little bit.
Now it's every time I use the toilet. I mean, TMI, but every time I use the toilet, I'm like, I wish I had a bidet.
We feel like you're in the Stone Age. Don't you feel like you're like that? We're back in the Stone Age with our... stupid toilet paper.
I feel like I'm that person that's still walking out to the outhouse.
Seriously.
You know, I didn't even go to the restroom the first time I used it. I was just like, I need to try this ASAP.
Oh, so you just
went bare. Okay.
I was just like, it's there and I'm going to spread cheeks and use.
I mean,
I really hope like, again, with no context, like, you were at, like, a business lunch or something like that. You go in the bathroom, you're like, oh. And then you're, like, gone for, like, 45 minutes just in the bathroom, use the bidet. You're just, like, yelling, what's wrong, sir?
Is everything okay? You're like, I can't figure out how to turn it off. I can't turn it off.
You know what it feels like a little bit? You know, like, when you use a Q-tip and it feels good, but it's also kind of hurting a little bit? That's kind of what it feels like. It feels like you got a Q-tip.
That's a great... I mean, yeah. I can see where you're going with that. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. I'm all about it. Anything to end us on, Will? Anything last that you have, Mr. Skaggs?
We all three had kids around the same time. All three of us around the same time had a kid. I thought it'd be fun to just... Yeah. Everybody loves a funny kid story. A recent story that just made you laugh. Because kids are hilarious. Yeah. I'll tell one since I already have on the top of mind, but I want us to each go through it. It's really short.
Okay.
So I took both my boys to the grocery store 2 days ago, and we go up to the like the meat counter because I had to get some meat. And as I'm ordering, kids, my five-year-old, they don't care if you're having a conversation. If they have something telling you, they gotta tell you. Because he's always like, Dad. Dad, I got to tell you. So, Dad, and I'm like, I finally just said, yeah, what? I'm having a conversation. What? He goes, Dad. And he goes, Rowdy has a small head. I'm like, you interrupt my conversation with Meat Man to tell me that your little brother has a small head? And he goes, yeah, it's really small. I said, okay.
How did he find out he has a small head? Did he, like, measure it?
Yeah, what was this?
I think he just he just realized, like, oh, my brother has a small head. I got to tell my dad this.
I mean, I don't know if I have a story that's, you know, that good. I think one of the funny things that my child is doing right now is, for some reason, like, everything is a phone, right? Everything is, like, an old-school phone. Everything. And he'll go, and he just, like, talks nonsense like he's on the phone. But the best is, like, so my son, I don't know about your guys' kids, but, like, so we have the TV thing that you watch him trying to go to bed. And, like, dude, he does, like, a whole show for himself for about 30 minutes before he goes to bed.
Let's be real. We all know that your son is a little mafia man.
He's Boss Baby. But the best was, like, it was funny. He brought, like, his block or something to bed. Literally, he's turning to the camera and looking at us. And he's, like talking on the phone, like, very animated. And, like, looking at us, he's yelling at his assistants. He's saying, I need you to be here at this time. What do you mean he wouldn't sign the contract? What are you talking about? And, like, he's being animated. He's, like, throwing his hands up. And we're like, what? Like, what does he think he's doing? Like, he seriously lives, like, this weird baby life where, to your point, he's either a mafia guy or he's a sports agent or he's something. And it's very in-depth and he's so agitated when we're like, what are you trying to say? He's like, and, like, he gets so frustrated. So that's something that's making us laugh right now.
That's great.
Well, lately my kid, so we're working on enunciating because she wants to talk, but she can't really get the words out sometimes. So the other day, I'm taking her through the median.
You're taking her through where?
We walk the median.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's just like a little way to get some exercise. And she's running around doing her thing. And at a certain point, she, like, looks at something. And I'm like, oh, God, I got to get over there quick. And I saved it just in time. She didn't touch it, but it was poo. And so I was just like, thank goodness, we didn't touch it. We're all good. So I pick her up and I'm like, we got to get home. It's almost bath time. Yada, yada, yada. I'm just like, wait, it's like looking around like, did I step in it? No? Okay. And I just keep walking. And I like, wait a second. Did she step in it? And so I looked out and she has smeared poop all over
man.
My shirt. It's not done. It's not done. It's not done. She's been, like, all day long, she's been, and we can get, like, certain words out, but she just looks down and goes, I'm like, you know that word?
And she knew. She knew.
So it was all, and the best part was, like, it was, so, you know, you're carrying the kid, like, on the side, you know, holding the rear. So it was, like, on the back, on the front, on my stomach. And I walk through the house and everything with it on me, and then finally I'm like, oh,
that's a nightmare.
That's the worst kind of mystery. That's awful. Jordan, this was
We should do this again.
Yeah, if you ever need me, this was
we'll
fun.
Need you.
I'm down.
Don't worry, I'll need you.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of people. I told, I was like, I'm gonna be on a podcast, and they're like, what? And I'm like, it's my friend's podcast, and so I might have some listeners.
Jordan, thank you for joining us.
Jordan, thank you so much. That was so much fun.
You're like, we're like three amigos. Sometimes with you not in the pod, it does kind of feel a little.
Yeah.
I'm Martin Short.
Oh my gosh. That...
what a knee slapper.
My gosh.
Oh, how good was that?
It was delicious. Man, oh man. What? I mean, the timing. The bond those boys have. Oh, wait. Those boys are us. Oh, man. Wow.
I almost forgot. I was, like, stricken by the handsomeness.
Man, that's what we do. We just, you know, bring you right in like a tractor beam. I tried to make that noise, tractor beam noise.
I can do it. Tractor beam. Sucked us right in. Well, we're glad Jay Hill got to join us, and we're glad we got we recorded like 40 minutes over our usual time. But it's always great when we get to sit down and talk with him.
Yeah, he's just our buff little boy. He's our strong,
he's a buff little boy,
muscular boy. Yeah. Like, so weird to, like, again, like, be around a it was like being around a little man, because like a little bodybuilder. It was so, so strange, because no kid we knew had muscles, yet he was
massive arms, massive arms,
like abs. It was a weird thing to see in fifth grade. But
just like, he had his neck met his, like, he didn't have a neck. It was shoulders to ears.
He looked like a running back. He looked like a collegiate running back.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
It was wild. Yeah. But anyway, love your time with Jay Hill. Again, subscribe, like the pod, and we will see you next week, duties.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
Bye.